Last week, Quad City Times columnist Barb Ikes launched a new series about off-limits places in the community. The first installment was published as The Big Story of the Week. I'm Lacey Scarmana. Barb Ikes joined me to talk about the next installment, which will run this Sunday. First, I asked her about the response from her first story, which took her to the underbelly of the I-74 bridge.
I heard from a ton of people who had no clue that that was down there. Unless you're a boater, you didn't know. For this Sunday, part two, I'm looking at a place that I think probably everyone has seen, so they're aware of it, but have never been in it, and that is what I called to start out with the Quarry House, and it turns out that's what the owners call it as well. But it's, if you're north of LeClaire in Iowa, of course, leaving LeClaire, there's this odd little blue-green quarry that looks completely out of place with this limestone wall, and perched right on top, like an eagle's nest, is this home that you would swear is a Frank Lloyd Wright house. Beautiful place. And for as long as I can remember, every time I drove by it, I thought, who owns that? Is it styled, you know, after Frank Lloyd Wright? And what's its story? And so finally, and with some luck, because the home is between occupants, it's empty, in other words, the owner took us through. And it's truly spectacular. And in fact, it was designed with Frank Lloyd Wright in mind.
What are some of those features that you noticed that jumped out?
Oh, gosh. Well, the outside totally looks Frank Lloyd Wright. The angles, the way it blends with its environment. But the inside is spectacular. I mean, tons of stone. It's almost all stone. And redwood and glass and light all equals, according to the homes I've toured of Wright's, very much him. And really quirky features, that these walk-in tub showers. There's two of them, and they're joined by a glass brick wall, and it's just really cool. And for this, this is probably our most photo-heavy big story that we've ever done, because to me, that's the story, is actually getting to see inside, which is, of course, what everybody wants. So I kept it fairly short, comparatively short for big stories, and then we're just using, geez, probably 15 photos.
Which photographer did you have?
Johnny Schultz, the extraordinary John Schultz. He is the one who photographed the underbelly of the bridge as well. And that's a cool thing about the big story, is we've learned it, what works best is, you know, it's always one reporter. Although we have teamed, I think, a time or two, it's best to keep the same photographer on it throughout, because then they're invested too, and it's really worked out nicely. And Schultz has an eye for that, so of course, he thought the house was really cool too, so he was enthusiastic to get every little angle.
What else did you learn about the history of the house?
Well, the man who built it, Herbert Tyler, had in fact put the design on paper while in a class at the University of Iowa on architectural design. He was a huge fan of Frank Lloyd Wright, and that was in about 1950. He went away to Korea, and when he came back, he bought this land in LeClaire, and he took that sketch that he had done for his design class and stuck it on this limestone bluff. And of course, it turned out beautifully.
And are people, I know your series is about off-limits places, but if people are interested, can they go see the outside of it, drive by? What kind of access do they have?
Well, you know, it's private property, and people have typically been pretty polite, according to the owner, about they stop down on the road to take their pictures. They don't come up the driveway. And if they did start to do that, they could plainly see that it's private property. There are some, you know, gates and that sort of thing. But also, the property owners have built their own home up there. So it's not quite as isolated as it used to be. So I think people would get the idea driving up that they really have probably gone too far.
Great. Well, we'll continue to look forward to this series in the Quad City Times. Do you have any hints on what the next off-limits place might be?
Well, yes. It has to do with hidden artifacts in local museums.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lacey.
That's Barb Ikes, columnist for the Quad City Times. You can read the next installment of her series on off-limits places this Sunday in the Times.